Bible said in John's Gospel, chapter number 11, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there's no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. His disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. But Jesus spake of his death. They thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sakes I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto this fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said to him, yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Thank you for standing this morning of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Today I'm interested in this wonderful chapter of John's Gospel where Jesus said in verse 25, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. You see, the reason Jesus spoke about resurrection before the life, because without resurrection, and there is no life. I sure am glad that the Lord Jesus brings death to life. And I sure am glad that He's interested in what we're doing today. Now you'll notice there was a special family in this story. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, they were a close family. I'm glad that God is interested in family. Now they sent unto Him, and they said, Lord, our brother in whom you love is sick. Jesus stayed where He was before He came to them, and no doubt they got to doubting, does the Lord really care? I want to say by way of preaching this morning that just because some hard things has happened to your family don't mean that Jesus don't love you. I'm glad the Lord is concerned about the family. Now you'll notice that as their brother Lazarus had died, the Lord said these words, and oh, doubting Thomas was around when He said it. They said, now Lord, you're going back over there to Bethany. They've done throwed rocks at you over there, and you're going back over there. I'm glad we've got a God that'll come back when He ought to not come back. But I'm glad we got a God that loves us in spite of people throwing stuff at Him. He still loves us. I want to say, I've thrown a few things at Him that I ought to not have thrown at Him, but I'm glad He loved me enough to come to where I was and deal with me in spite of my condition. Now I want to say that many times we throw things at Him that, God, we don't believe You, and God, I ain't got enough, and God, it hurts very bad, and God, I don't understand, but I'm glad we got a God this morning that take it upon Himself to come to where we are in our circumstance and in our situation. I'm glad He reported there unto Martha and to Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. Honey, resurrection's not only doctrine, but I come to tell you, resurrection is a person. He is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ today. And without this great resurrection, there is no life this morning. You know, death had been having a pretty good record. Death had conquered everyone in the land before Jesus come on the scene. Matter of fact, He's not even went to the cross yet, but He's soon to go there, and He's already telling them about something that He's going to perform. Resurrection. You mean God was talking about getting up before He ever laid down? Oh yeah, because He had to get up after He laid down, or we'd be a hopeless people this morning. But our great God's not in the grave. He's on the right hand side of the Father making intercession for me and you this morning. Death had a pretty good track record. You see, where death found people, it kept them and it had them. There's no doubt that when death would go down to a party and meet Mr. Time and the people of that era, he would brag on his record. But oh, honey, I want to tell you, when Jesus got on that middle cross, and did you notice that? Nobody died before Him. The two thieves on the cross by Jesus in the middle, and He hung His head and cried, "It is finished." And the Bible said He gave up the ghost. Because those others, no place in the Bible do you find where anybody died in the presence of our Lord. Because He's the resurrection and the life. And therefore, when Jesus got out of the grave that Easter morning on a Sunday, God did big things on Sunday. Matter of fact, if you'd come to God's house on Sunday and make it priority in your life, you'd see God do big things in your life on Sunday. And so death had a great track record. Death had never lost one. Boy, when Jesus hung His head and He died, there's no doubt that Mr. Death said, well, there's another one that is in my grasp. On the second day, no doubt, there, Mr. Death said, well, I've not lost the one yet. And somebody said that this would be a special one. But on the third day, Jesus got up and said, listen, Mr. Death, you're out of business. You don't hold the keys no more. I'm glad that our great Lord arose over death, hell, and the grave. And because He lives, we can live today. And I sure am glad He is the resurrection and the life. Now, two things I'm through this morning. I sure am glad that the great I Am still is the resurrection and the life. You know, without that life, there is no living. What a sad, sad thing to die and go to a devil's hell and live eternally. But Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me, is what Jesus said. And so now Mary and Martha's brother has died. This great doctrine and this great person of the resurrection, He walks up to them, and I want you to notice what happens here in this Bible passage. In John 11, the Bible said in verse 20, Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, went and met Him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And that was a true statement. Nobody never died in the presence of Jesus. Matter of fact, when He walked in, people got up. Because He is the resurrection and the life. I sure am glad, honey, that same gospel story is true today. I'm glad those that are around Christ and He's in their presence will never die, but they will live forever. Thank God I will live forever. She said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. She just didn't know how true that was. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Now watch. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to Him, I know He shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus steps up to the plate. And this is what He said. I am the resurrection and the life. That felt so good, I'm going to read it again. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Thank God He is the resurrection and the life. 2,000 glories toward Him. Thank God He is the resurrection and the life today. And the Bible said, he that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, won't you look what our Lord done? Whosoever liveth and believeth in Him shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, all of a sudden, watch what He presents to Martha. Her brother's died. She's upset. I'm glad that He still is able to handle all of our grief. Look what He says now. She said to Him, "Yeah, Lord, I believe Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." Now, here at Martha's experience with Jesus, it took a death to get her to come by to where the Lord was. The Lord uses many things in our life. I don't know what He used to get your attention, but you better be glad God used something to get your attention. And can I tell you that God allowed His Son to die to get your attention? And then God allowed Martha's brother to die to get her attention. Because she come to the Lord and He said, "If you'd believe on Me," and she said, "Oh Lord, I believe that Thou art the Son of God." And isn't it amazing, in her grief, the Lord showed her Him? Wouldn't that be a blessing if we could get our hearts and our minds off of our grief and get it on Him? I'm glad He still is the resurrection and the life in my grief. There's nobody like the Lord. Matter of fact, I noticed this. The Lord loves to come by families that are grieving. I don't know how in the world families make it without the Lord. Many of you know where we've been this week. It won't be my sermon this morning. But I am going to remind you of what a nurse come in that day and told our family. Renee's daddy had laid there just gasping. I was so glad I could get back to Renee. We were standing there, Brother Gerald and her daddy, gasping soon to step out into eternity. He had been singing songs that morning. "Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever." Then he sang a few other songs and he laid down, started gasping, and all the family was around his bed, and all of a sudden I felt the presence of somebody. And it was amazing. His struggles went away. And he simply crossed out into God's world. And as the grief and the heartbreaking, I felt the presence of the Lord. And this is what I want to tell you. There was a nurse come. This is what she said. There's a big difference in this family and other families I've seen. Because you see, if you've got the Lord looking in on your situation, He'll make things a whole lot brighter and a whole lot better. You see, it's amazing in our grief when we can just see Him. Now, I want to say something today. My wife is my best friend of my life. She's a special lady. She loved her daddy so. Y'all ought to have heard what she told her daddy right before he crossed. And I ought to use it Father's Day. But she began to thank Him. And all of a sudden I noticed my wife done something. When her daddy took his last peaceful breath, And he went home to be with Jesus. A little wife throwed her hands up. Said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you how good you've been to us. And thank you for seeing about." Can I tell you today, in your grief, if you can just get a glimpse of Him, He can change everything about the situation this morning. I'm glad He stands as the resurrection that brings life in our death situation. You see, He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And so then, not only do you find the great I Am still is about grief, but I sure am glad that He still is about grace. He said, "Martha, do you believe?" And she said, "I believe that Thou art the Son of God." And ain't it amazing, as soon as she believed, she run back wanting to get Mary, saying, "The Master calleth for you." It's something, once you get connected with Jesus, you want to run and find somebody else that don't know all about Him. Isn't it a blessing today that the Lord introduced Himself to you and put something in your heart this morning? Now you want to tell others about the greatest news that you've ever heard. And that's Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Today the message is not saved, not changed. We're still saved by grace through faith. Thirdly and lastly, I'm glad He's not changed about grief. I'm glad He's not changed about grace. And I sure am glad He's not changed about the grave. Matter of fact, you know what He told these girls? Their brother had died. And I'm going to tell you a powerful verse in our Bible where Jesus, being a dear friend, He simply told them in verse 11, He said, "Our friend Lazarus, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." You know, if Jesus is your friend on this side of the grave, Jesus will be your friend on the other side of the grave. Matter of fact, I've got some of the greatest friends in my life in this auditorium. But honey, let me tell you, the grave is going to stop that till we get to heaven. Some of you will be left here till you get there. But Jesus said, "I go to wake my friend out of his sleep." I sure am glad we got a God. If He's your friend on this side of the grave, don't you worry about it, honey. He'll be your friend on the other side of the grave, where it counts the most. And then I like what He said right here. The shortest verse in our Bible. Look what He says, and I want to give you a word, and I'm going to get Brother Daniel to come sing. Watch this in verse 32. "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw Him, she fell down at His feet, saying to Him, 'Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.' And Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled." And look what He said. He said, "Where have you laid him?" You know what He said? "Show me where it hurts. Show me where it hurts." Because the Bible said, the shortest verse in our Bible, Jesus wept. They showed Him the place. You know, we got responsibility to show Him where it hurts. I wonder where you hurting this morning. I sure am glad we've got a Jesus we can show Him the place. Then, the great I Am still is. He still is the resurrection and life over your grief. He's still the great I Am with grace. But He's still the great I Am at the grave. Look what He says right here now. They showed Him the place. Aren't you glad that you can show Jesus where it hurts? Anybody hurting this morning? I mean, let's just look Let's get away all the curtains and all the clouds and just open my heart to Him and ask this question. And just really show the Lord the place where you hurt. I'm glad He cares, and I'm glad He can change the situation. This is what happens. So Jesus wept. Jesus said unto her, come here, Brother Daniel. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. And I knew that Thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me. And when He had thus spoken, He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. You see the difference between Jesus' resurrection and Lazarus. Jesus called Lazarus out of the tomb and he came forth and he said, now y'all loose him. But when Jesus got out of the tomb, He left His clothes in the grave. You say, why, preacher? Oh, because He didn't need them no more. Lazarus is going to need his a few more days, but not Jesus. You say, why? Because Jesus was fixing to get a resurrected body. He is fixing to go home to be with His Father, sit on the right-hand side to make intercession. But before He did, there was a group on a Sunday night gathered together and the doors were shut for fear of the Jews. It came Jesus, and this is what He done. He walked in and He said, peace be unto you. And He showed them His hands and His side. I'm glad there is no peace without that place today. And that is at Calvary's cross, where He paid your price and He paid my price. And therefore, because He is the resurrection, the life, that grave will not hold the child of God. Oh, Lord. I told Parker yesterday, I said, Parker, do you realize what has happened to Papa? That little feller said, yes, Pop. He said, him heart is with Jesus and him body in that box. And there's coming a day. The Lord's going to come back. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're going to be with Jesus. When He comes back, these old bodies is going to get out of the graveyard. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. We'll have our glorified body. We'll hurt no more. Oh, Jesus is going to take the nailed scar hands, wipe every tear out of our eye. We're going to live forever with Jesus because He is the resurrection and the life. This morning, our brother's going to sing. We open this altar, and I want to say today,